This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. And to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. You can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe and Gab. We're also on Parler at the Captain's America. We're on Twitter at Captain's America, capitalize the word America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. All right, joining us right now from founderscode.com, we have Denise Simon. Good morning again.
Morning.
We do have a caller on the line, and it's one of our question answers. So I think I'm going to go over there right away, and I'll give him a chance to ask a question. Is this Mike in Clearwater?
I want to talk to that lady that comes on the radio every night. No, I'm just kidding. I can't make fun of the president.
what's your question, Mike?
Okay, Denise, here we go. When Barack Obama was in office, we saw the rise of ISIS. And then when Donald Trump came in, he pretty much all but obliterated it, cleaned it up, mm-hmm. and they never was, for the most part of his term, never a problem. Now we're starting to see drone attacks, and I'm afraid that ISIS or something like it could start up again and once again get on the rise, because Biden and company, they're not going to do anything about it. So what do you think, Denise? And thank you.
Brilliant question, and right on the money. Biden's not going to do anything. That we're going to send assets all kinds of places, but it doesn't mean we're going to use them. I mean, they're we're sending B-2 bombers and whatnot, and so forth.
We had a B-52 fly along with some Israeli fighters over Israel the other day.
So, you know, we're using them kind of as billboards. But Islamic State's still out there.
Oh, yeah.
Al-Qaeda, and I can't get a lot of people in the media. I think we got about two reports a couple of weeks ago. But Al-Qaeda is still very, very important.
Yep.
And they are still in the fight. I don't know where we are in the Taliban talks. We shouldn't be in it at all. We should just bomb the crap.
They want the latest thing, Denise, is they want to put the Taliban into the governing of Iraq. They want to get that going right away. That's nuts.
So I would say that. Things have been kind of quiet when it comes to military conflict in the Middle East, but that doesn't mean that things are quiet in the Middle East. That's hardly the case.
Nope.
And Iran is going to continue to test and push this administration. And I think that these Middle Eastern countries that Trump brought in as friends in a big, huge way to the United States and to Israel under the Abraham Accords, the burden's going to fall on them exclusively because the United States is not going to lead on any of it.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
So, yes. He's right on it.
Yep.
Yes.
All the bad guys are still around. They may not be around in the numbers they were before, but they're all still there. And by the way, we didn't mention Boko Haram down there in Africa, as well as the Houthis, who are making themselves well known, and that's thanks to Iran.
Yeah, I just said that.
Yeah, I know. And by the way, who supplies... Now, Boko Haram was affiliated with Al-Qaeda, were they not?
Yes.
Okay, so there you go. But anyway, and they're all in Afghanistan, too, I might add. Everybody wants their own little piece of the farm over there. But that was the latest thing yesterday with the talks that they were having, because it's going to be in my military report, bottom of the hour, that they want to bring the Taliban in to help govern the country along
with... Well, that's been the whole premise. That's been the premise of the Taliban.
Yep.
From its inception.
Yeah, but they want to do it now, sooner rather than later, ahead of all these attacks that we've been having over there, which supposedly was going to make them, wasn't going to allow, let's see, what was the word I was trying to use there? They weren't going to be allowed to speed things up if they were still attacking us and allowing ISIS to be floating around there like they are. ISIS is still alive and well in Afghanistan, of all places.
I haven't seen them in Afghanistan. I've certainly seen them in Syria.
Yeah, they've been
still some bombings.
Yeah,
some bombings going on in Syria.
Yep, and they've been sneaking in through Iran. It seems like is what we heard. Plus, Al Qaeda was mentioned. There's all kinds of little intelligence reports that pop up every now and then. I'm sure you see them. I see them every day as to who's moving where. Little small pockets, not big areas. Not like what it was, but they're there. So let's see, where's my clock here? Okay, I've got about a minute left, so we'll make this work. The border is a mess, a real freaking mess. And on top of everything else, the Mexican cartels have adjusted to the restrictions imposed by the pandemic, and they're still smuggling in huge amounts of narcotics, along with the child slave traffic and all that stuff, and prostitution and selling the kids and all that. It's still all going on right in plain sight.
Look, I feel like a broken record when I say this, and that is we've got three countries that are collapsing, and therein lies the problem.
Yep, hold that thought. We'll talk about that when we come back. And you folks have heard this before, but we need a little refresher course in this. Denise Simon and I will be right back right after these messages. Don't go nowhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text tech to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. We appreciate you doing that for us. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Two Guys Gun Shows. They're back and better than ever. Saturday and Sunday, they'll be up in Brooksville at the Hernando County Fairgrounds, March 13th and 14th. Now, Saturday, they'll be there from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. The concealed carry class will start at 2 p.m. if you want to get in on that. And Sunday, they'll be there from 9 to 3. The concealed carry class on Sunday starts at 12:30 at the Hernando County Fairgrounds. Now, you got to remember that when it comes to Two Guys Gun Shows, they have some of the most modern, up-to-date guns and tactical equipment, as well as private collections that Two Guys Shows embrace. They'll also have knives and swords and military surplus, and there'll be bows and arrows there, fishing poles, camping equipment, all sorts of stuff there. And it's a family-friendly event, too. So come on out. Bring the kids with you. Come on in and see what's going on there. I'll be there Saturday, probably till about 2 p.m. So look forward to seeing you there in Brooksville at the Hernando County Fairgrounds at the Two Guys Gun Show. For more information, go to the website, twoguysshow.com. twoguysshow.com. All right, back to Denise Simon from founderscode.com. Good morning again.
Morning.
Okay, we started to talk a little bit about the border. I kind of want to finish up a little bit. We could talk about that for the next hour and a half because that's not going away anytime soon. And now we're finding out that the COVID problem on the border is much bigger than what we were told.
The federal government is not helping with all things pandemic down there. So it has fallen on the responsibility of the towns that are on the border, like Brownsville. So Attorney General Paxton was exactly right when he immediately sued the Biden administration over his executive order. And that is because the impact is very real when it comes to Texas, and that they've got to kind of pick up the ball with this. So they do have standing. And the other thing is, under the Trump administration, there was not to be any decisions made about the border and immigration and all of that without having the input of the border states. And Biden violated that agreement. So we also have Greyhound Bus, interestingly enough, who has told the Biden administration, we're not moving these people. You're not putting these people on our buses when they haven't, one, been tested and or treated and or vaccinated or anything else, because there are other passengers that Greyhound is responsible for.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's chaos. The other thing, too, is that under Health and Human Services, we have something known as the Office of Resettlement.
Yeah.
This is one of the more corrupt departments. It's a Department of Homeland Security, Health and Human Services that we have.
Mm-hmm.
This is where they are responsible for tracking down people, family members, and blah, 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 and so forth and so on, and putting people where they need to go. So they don't have the resources, so what do? Well, they turn around and they ask all these churches, especially the Catholic Church and the Methodist Church, are very, very involved in all of this. But they, and they hide people and all that other kind of nonsense. So it's chaos. It's absolutely chaos. I don't know how else to put it. There is no other way to put it.
Mm-hmm.
Even Mayorkas, who is the Secretary of Department of Homeland Security,
mm-hmm.
he refuses to admit that it's a crisis. But they know it's a crisis.
Now, a couple of things.
They invited this crisis.
A couple of things related to immigration that aren't related to the border, but indirectly they may be. First of all, Biden yesterday granted temporary protected status to Venezuelans who fled the country's turmoil. Were they not being. They were in Mexico, weren't they?
No.
A lot of them? No?
No. Well, they came here.
Okay, and then the other thing was the U.S. says the visa applicants that were denied due to former President Trump under the Muslim ban can now reapply.
Okay.
So all things Trump are being un-Trumped.
Yeah, and Biden said that he was going to do that. He absolutely said they were going to unwind everything. Now, the reason that Trump put a status suspension on visa applications was because we were in the throes of Islamic State. We were in the throes of a pretty nasty conflict with, trying to eradicate Islamic State.
Mm-hmm.
We have no way of validating the information that was on the visa applications. There was none. So, that's the reason that he did what he did. It wasn't a Muslim ban. It was a ban on those countries
right.
that are known as special countries, I guess, that can't aid the United States, the State Department, for validating the information that's put on a visa application.
Mm-hmm. Now, General Honoré, yesterday, he released one of his findings or one of his suggestions. He wants to boost the Capitol Police Authority in a crisis. What's he talking about?
Well, he has, first of all, he has no use for Republicans of any stripe. Okay, that's the first thing. He's got nothing good to say about him.
Mm-hmm.
So Pelosi handpicked this cat.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing is that he wants to add about 800 Capitol Police.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to put some kind of a cockamamie strike force in there.
Correct.
So where we are with this is you're going to have more Capitol Police. I think you're going to end up with necessarily, like, under some of these proposals, 4-1 over the members of Congress.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
All right, let's get a question in here from Backgammon Bob. Okay, Backgammon Bob, what's your question?
Want to know what's going to happen when we take in the total population of the triangle of countries down
right,
around Guatemala,
right,
and the rest of them.
All right. Okay, yeah, well, we forgot to mention, and that was my fault. Guatemala, Guatemala, the Honduras, and what's the other one?
El Salvador.
Yeah, and those are three of the hell holes of the earth.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You've got three countries that are collapsing here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so has anybody asked Jen Psaki or has anybody asked Biden himself, what's the quota? Is there some number that we want to reach? Are we going to take in 30 million? Are we going to take in 40 million? What's the number? Because I don't know. What's the number of the cost that we are willing to throw at this? Are we fine with spending, $100 million on dealing with immigration? Well, what's the number? What's the acceptable number of destroying our healthcare system?
Yeah.
Our education? I mean, what is it? 'Cause those are questions that should be asked. Is there a quota that we're going to take in from other countries? China is one of the top countries of the people that we're finding at our southern border.
Well, yesterday
we found 24 Romanians in a truck the other day.
Yeah, yesterday they were talking about a guaranteed income for women with children, paying them a guaranteed income so that they had, they wouldn't have to worry about what, it's actually welfare, but it was still a guaranteed income, so much a month.
Right. So what's the question on? What does our debt need to be? I mean, how much of a debtor's nation is acceptable? Do we go into, $100 billion in debt? What's the number?
I think you have a target-rich environment to write a story about.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we will talk to you tomorrow, so stay low up here in the mountaintop. Okay, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. And when I come back, my military and veterans news segment coming right up there. And, boy, it's a wild, 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 wild world we're living in right now. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The CDC released its highly anticipated guidelines Monday for people fully vaccinated against COVID-19. Fully vaccinated people can visit other fully vaccinated people indoors without a mask or social distancing and meet with unvaccinated people who are at low risk. They can also skip quarantine if exposed to someone who has the virus. The CDC does warn that those who are vaccinated should still continue to take some precautions like mask wearing in public and avoiding large in-person gatherings. And Missouri Senator Roy Blunt says he will not run for re-election in 2022.
I want to thank my family and thank the great team that came together to help me work for you. Most importantly, thanks to Missourians, whether you voted for me or not, for the opportunity to work for you and a better future for our state and our country.
The two-term senator becomes the fifth Republican senator in the last year to announce they won't be seeking re-election. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Thank you, all United States veterans. May God love you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two locations to serve you. We'll tell you where they're at after they get a chance to tell you about themselves. But it all starts by going to the website, NAA.edu, NAA.edu, and here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, you had me, you heard me talk about the National Aviation Academy for several years now in the program, and the simple deal with them is if you want an aviation maintenance tech job, which is a tremendous opportunity, it's a career change that marvels nothing else you'll ever do, because once you get certified as a certified aviation maintenance tech, you can work anywhere in the world, and I did say world, anywhere in the world you can find a job. And right here in the United States, they started about $60,000 a year, and it's very easy to make a lot more than that if you just want to do the job. So I want you to go to naa.edu, that's naa.edu, take a look at the website, and after you do that, I'm going to give you a phone number to call. Now, that phone number will put you in touch with the campuses either in Concord, Massachusetts, or Clearwater, Florida. And you want to take the tour, whichever one of them is the closest to you. Take the tour and see what they're all about. Because, as I said, this is going to be a career change, bar none, like you've ever done. This will change your job history forever for the better. Now, their phone number is 800-659-2080. 800-659-2080. Give them a call. Tell them the captain sent you. And when you go to visit them, take the tour, you'll get the white gloves treatment. All right. Worried that Afghan peace talks are going nowhere and facing a May 1st deadline for the possible withdrawal of all U.S. troops, the Biden administration has now proposed sweeping plans for an interim power-sharing government between the Taliban and Afghan leaders and stepped-up involvement by Afghan's neighbors, including Iran, in the peace process. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? You're going to get Iran involved in the Afghan peace process with the Taliban. Well, you've just handed Afghanistan and all of their people over to Iran. Wow. Now, U.S. President Joe Biden signaled support to replace decades-old authorizations for use of military force in the Middle East a little more than a week after he relied on the authorizations to carry out retaliatory airstrikes against an Iranian-backed militia in eastern Syria. Now, we heard, in lieu of the recent rocket attacks in Iraq, that the Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, reserved the right for the United States to protect themselves, defend themselves at a time and place of their choosing, which means that they're right now trying to locate targets they want to take out. Now, do you remember Captain Brent Crozier, who was the skipper of the aircraft carrier USS Theodore Roosevelt last year when they had that unprecedented major COVID-19 outbreak aboard the aircraft carrier? And one of the crewmen leaked it out that they needed help because they had a pandemic that was running wild through the ship. Well, apparently, while the Navy tried to cast Captain Brent Crozier as a villain in all of this, new emails that have surfaced revealed how much support he actually had from the crew. Now, newly released emails show several of Crozier's colleagues instantly recognize that he put the lives of his crew above that of his own career by signaling that he needed help and needed help fast. So that changes the whole ballpark on Captain Brent Crozier, who up until now has in fact been blamed for everything that went wrong aboard that carrier. Now, a pair of B-52 bombers flew over the Middle East, the latest such mission in a region aimed at warning Iran amidst the tensions between Washington and Tehran. They also had some Israeli fighter jets flying along with them. How about that? And yesterday, you might have noticed, President Biden nominated the two leading female generals, whose promotions went from 3-star to 4-star. It had been put on hold temporarily by President Trump. But yesterday, they were promoted in an interesting ceremony where President Biden actually forgot the name of his Secretary of Defense. Now, the South Korean and U.S. militaries are scaling back their annual exercises this month due to the COVID-19 pandemic and to support diplomacy focusing on North Korea's nuclear program. We'll see where that goes. By the way, the Air Force's 31st Fighter Wing participated in the annual Operation Porcupine exercise in Romania, employing U.S. F-16s, HH-60s, and MQ-9 drones. And the crews of two U.S. Navy ships suffering from COVID-19 outbreaks in Bahrain have been offered the vaccine, according to U.S. Fifth Fleet officials. By the way, the first ever basing of B-1 Lancer bombers in Norway is giving air crews and the maintainers Arctic experience, which is becoming more important as the U.S. military looks to the north. Now, a contingent of Green Berets arrived this weekend, Serbia, where U.S. military commanders are looking to strengthen ties, even as Belgrade deepens its connections with rivals China and Russia. And the largest U.S. naval base in Japan reported 2 new cases of the coronavirus a day after its commander lifted some restrictions for sailors at the home of the U.S. 7th Fleet. Meanwhile, a key U.S. partner in the fight against terrorism is growing increasingly uneasy about the Biden administration's new guidance on the use of drones and airstrikes, concerned that the changes are giving an already emboldened Al-Qaeda affiliate more room to operate. Denise and I talked a little bit about that during her segment. Now, the United States and South Korea have reached some sort of agreement in principle on a new arrangement for sharing the cost of the American troop presence there, which is intended as a bulwark against the threat of North Korean aggression. We'll see where that goes. And the United States should provide consistent arms sales to Taiwan to deter Chinese aggression in the Pacific region, this coming from the head of the U.S. Indo-Pacific Command. And we'll see if that actually comes into play. Now, the Colorado Aerospace Alley is now preparing for Space Command's move to Alabama. They're going to Huntsville, Alabama. And President Trump made the announcement that he was moving the headquarters of the U.S. Space Command from Colorado Springs to Huntsville. We'll see how everything works out in Huntsville. And by the way, hello to our affiliate there in Huntsville, and hello to the people listening to us there tonight. Always a pleasure to be able to get email from you folks. And the Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, said the United States will do what it sees as necessary to defend its interests after a rocket attack last week at Iraq's Ayan al-Sada Air Base, which hosts American, coalition, and Iraqi forces. That's what I had mentioned briefly here just a few minutes ago. So, at a time and place of our choosing, we will go after the bad guys. And good morning to you, George. Hope you're doing well. George Godfather just chimed in. And I will be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch and Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station, the Captain's America Third Watch.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. By the way, I want to remind everybody about Moss Nissan and the big tailgate party we're going to have Saturday, March 27th from noon to 3 p.m. You're invited for our tailgate party at Moss Nissan at Newport Richey. I'll be there for a meet and greet. Tailgate Pro Entertainment will be there hosting games, and they'll be grilling up some great food there, too. The food is free. The camaraderie is free. Going to have a cornhole contest for those people who like to do that. Come on out, meet me, and take a test drive in one of those brand-new Rogues. I'm telling you, you are going to love that baby, and it's really something to see. All right, now, Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Chris.
Good morning.
I've got something I'm going to play for you, and I'm going to tell me, or I'm going to have you tell me if you notice what's wrong here. Let's go. Okay. Here we go.
I just want to thank you both, and I want to thank the former general. I keep calling him general, but my the guy who runs that outfit over there. I want to make sure we thank the secretary for all he's done to try to implement what we just talked about.
What was wrong with that statement?
I think he didn't remember the name of the defense secretary and that outfit over there.
He didn't remember the defense department, let alone anything else. What the hell?
Yeah, you forget the name of the Pentagon?
Yeah. He didn't use the name he didn't use the name Pentagon. He didn't use Secretary of Defense. He didn't use Lloyd Austin, who's a retired four-star general. I mean, come on.
Listen, again, it's going to continue to see gaffes like this. We
this
know
is
that,
not this is not a gaffe. This is something that's wrong with him mentally.
Oh yeah, well, yep. I mean, yeah, mm-hmm. But there's no doubt about that. It obviously didn't make the mainstream news, but the Democrats, you know, trying to take his power away.
Thank you.
Actually launching nuclear missiles as well. So that they obviously know that it's an issue. We've already said that that Kamala Harris has been speaking with world leaders.
Mm-hmm.
So they're obviously grooming her to probably take over sooner rather than later.
Mm-hmm. We've got a question here from a caller. Let me take it. Yes, sir. Is this Mike? And what's your question for Chris?
Good morning, Chris. Always a pleasure to talk to you, sir. They just piled on $1.9 trillion. They call it a stimulus plan. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't exactly want to pay $20 for a box of cereal. And we all know that when they spend money that we don't have and they keep injecting artificial money into the system, the money's going to be worth less. Already the gas is going up. The groceries in the last, few years have gone up. So what do we do, Chris? I see a day of reckoning where, you're not going to be able afford anything, the price. So what do you say? Thank you so much.
Yeah,
go ahead, Chris.
Without a doubt, it's a bizarre, bizarre situation that we're in right now. I've been beating the inflation drum for a very long period of time. I always look at inflation not based upon what the government is telling us, but what we can see with our own eyes and what we're paying for in everyday items from coffee, groceries, tolls, gym memberships, all of the things that are really important that we buy, spend on an everyday basis continue to go up. I'm sometimes amazed. I go into we're big here on Long Island. We have all the little, community delis. You go to a deli, I'm like, I just spent how much on a sandwich and a cup of coffee? I mean, it's crazy how expensive everything.
I'll bet it was $12 to $15.
Yeah, it gets up there. I mean, it's silly. You see how much everything costs.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right. That's happening, even though they're telling us it's not. What's interesting is that, the rest of the world is doing the same bloody thing. They keep injecting more and more money into the system. If other countries are doing the same thing, what is this going to end up amounting to? There's some great things I've been reading lately, trying to study what China is trying to do in regards to their, the old Sun Tzu, the art of war, and how you can win wars without firing a shot.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that they seem to be doing. I mean, they're trying to beat us in a different way, and by becoming strong economically and independent economically, and maybe solidifying their currency and them being an alternative would be a way for them to kind of end up running the show down the road. But you're right, it's a precarious situation we're in right now. We just keep printing and printing and printing with no end in sight.
Okay, well, I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, that today it goes to the House to be voted on. It will be passed. The president will have it. His goal is to put those $1,400 checks into everybody's hand by the end of the month.
Well, make no bones about it. I mean, it's what you did was they just went back, and you got to hand it to the Democrats. Republicans had power. They couldn't even get rid of Obamacare and repeal it and replace it. Democrats just repealed one of the greatest accomplishments the Republican Party has had over the past three decades, and that's welfare reform, 1996 welfare reform.
Yep.
They just got rid of that.
Yep.
And without letting anybody know saying they're getting rid of it, essentially they just got rid of it by, offering, doing welfare through children. Without any work
with a guaranteed income to the family.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Guaranteed income to the family. Mm-hmm.
So, just to put in perspective, this is just how bad, okay? This is just how low the Republican Party is at this part in time. Again, elections have consequences.
Yep.
You take a look at, what happened and the failure to win in Georgia and hold the Senate. Well, this is what you got.
Mm-hmm.
They're coming back, and this is setting the Republican. Being honest, it's setting the Republican Party and the conservative movement back decades. They're lost in the wilderness right now.
Now, I want you to tell me if you agree with Goldman Sachs, because the U.S. appears to be on course for an employment boom this year once the pandemic is corrected, and Goldman Sachs is predicting the jobless rate will fall to 4.1%. What do you think?
I think it'll fall, but I think it's a bit of a miscalculation.
4.1% is really low.
It's really low, but you got to also take a look at the labor participation rate. You know, under, you know, when we had the really low unemployment rates under Donald Trump, labor participation was going through the roof. You had many senior citizens that were coming back into the workforce and working jobs and doing other things. I don't think we're going to have that type of labor participation because that's what they base it upon.
All right, now let me go to the caller. We got another question here. Is this Mel in Saratoga Springs? What's your question for Chris?
Yes, sir. Good morning, gentlemen. Can anybody say Weimar Republic, where a local bread's going to cost you a $5 or a wheelbarrow full of money? So this is Howard and Piven on steroids. But, would you not say the Democrats have had this plan more or less to take control of our lives and more or less eliminate us financially and and then you look at what Fauci and Bill Gates is doing with this vaccine.
So what's your question?
I mean, is this not obvious what they're doing? That's the question.
Okay, yeah. Okay. All right, very good. All right. Yeah, it's obvious. Here we go. It's Barack Obama's third term. Would you agree with that, Chris?
No, I wouldn't. I think it's much farther left than Barack Obama. I think they've taken Barack Obama to a whole nother level.
But,
I mean, you know, they're now talking about actually, doing reparations.
But Obama would have done this had he had the chance. It's still the continuation of the fundamental transformation of America, and I've heard that expression brought up several different times. So that's what they're doing. I'm not surprised, but as you said, and as I've said, and as a lot of others have said, elections have consequences.
Yeah, they do. Mm-hmm. They do. And, losing, it was almost a foregone conclusion after, the November that Republicans would hold the Senate and their inability to do that. This is what you get. It's, again, going back to what when Barack Obama was elected and they had the power of the Senate and the thing. Look up in the House. Look at all of the things that they pushed through for taking over student loans.
And we know why they lost the Senate in Georgia, because those Democratic candidates said straight out, if you elect us, you're going to get $2,000 right off the bat. It's the first thing we're going to do. We know they said that. That's why they got elected.
Well, I would say that's one of the reasons. Another one of the reasons is that, let's be honest, Republicans didn't show up.
Yep.
They didn't show up. You know, you started, that was a mistake.
Yep.
Attacking all of the Republican leadership in the state of Georgia and telling people that elections don't matter and that your vote doesn't matter, then people don't show up. This is what in turn happens. This is what you get. And it's a bad, bad, I don't care anyway, it's a bad place Republicans are in right now, without a doubt.
Well, I can tell you there were some election reform laws passed yesterday going through the chain of command in the Senate in Georgia. And we might see some interesting things coming up that's going to take, Abrams and put her in line. Got to run. Talk to you tomorrow, my friend.
You got it.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. And we're going to talk about Stacey Abrams with Ron Edwards coming up here in about 3 or 4 minutes.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.